Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Happy holidays, pro silly listeners. Tis the season to overeat and regret it later. Welcome back or to the Professionally Silly Podcast. It's your audible boo thing, Amber Smiles Jones. And this is the podcast where we talk about true crime, the paranormal, and of course, random ass topics that I find online. Yes, we have fun here. This past week on my Professionally Silly YouTube channel, I posted a video where I not only drank a sweet corn soda. Yes, sweet corn soda. That's a thing. I tried to drink it Badlands Chugs style-ish. He is a YouTuber, Badlands Chugs. And what he does is he used to be a competitive eater, and now he's like a competitive drinker. Buddy will drink down literally anything. It's crazy. It's crazy. I once saw him drink an entire glass boot of creamed corn, salsa. He can chug water, Cokes, whatever. He can just chug things very easily. It's kind of weird and awesome at the same time. But I tried the sweet corn soda, and I tried to chug it like Badlands Chugs. I failed miserably. But I also got a chance to try some creamy horseradish chips. Yes. Yes. Creamy horseradish chips. Yep. Also, I almost got hit by a Tesla. So a lot happened in this video. I was riding one of those green lime scooters that you see all over the city. And I had my GoPro camera strapped to my chest harness so that I could be hands-free. Sometimes I like to take my YouTube subscribers on rides around, you know, Los Angeles. Anyway, a Tesla almost murdered me. Yep, I managed to catch it on camera, so that was great. So make sure you guys check that video out if you want to see my almost murder. Click the thumbs up button and subscribe to the Professionally Silly channel for more visual fun with the audible boot thing. Yeah. So also, guys, I have an announcement to make. Okay, I have finally decided that I'm going to be moving back to Atlanta, Georgia. Now, for those of you who've been with me since the beginning, you know that I'm originally from Atlanta, Georgia, and I've been in Los Angeles since, like, I think 2013, 2014, something like that. And I've decided now is the time for me to return. The phoenix is rising from the ashes, blah, 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 blah. So, yes, guys, pretty soon my P.O. box will change. I have to do change of address and all that stuff. So stay tuned to all my social medias so you'll know what's going on and when I'm back and what the new P.O. box is and all that good stuff. So, yay! Last week, we discussed scammers and how they can all suck bags of dirty dicks. I also shared some interesting scammer stories, and ways to protect yourselves from scammers, not to mention a little bit of information about some of the different types of scams that exist. You know, we laughed, we learned, we got a strange sense of revenge through the stories I shared. It was great. So if you haven't heard that episode yet, make sure you check it out. It was a fun one. This week, I thought in the spirit of the holidays, Thanksgiving and whatnot, I would share with you guys some really cringeworthy Thanksgiving stories. I thought that'd be great. So you guys ready to have your holidays ruined? That's what I'm here to do. Because, you know, sometimes Thanksgiving doesn't go the way that we expect it to. With the stress of the cooking and getting everyone together, sometimes shit happens. And I'm here to share those special moments with you. Yeah. But before we get started on these crappy Thanksgiving memories, I want to let you guys know that you can be a part of this podcast. Just email me your stories to share with the pro silly fam, you feel me? Because perhaps you have some embarrassing stories of your own, or maybe you just want to write in and say, "What's up, girl? How you doing?" Email me at itsprofessionallysilly@gmail.com. Everything is spelled correctly. Just put in the subject title what it's about, because I want to be surprised when I share whatever it is that you sent. I like to read it for the first time with you guys. So that's what I wanna do. Also, don't forget to review my podcast on Apple Podcasts. I feel like 5 stars is the perfect amount of stars, you know, but I'm a little biased because it's my show. but please leave me a 5-star review and a written review. This is a really good way for me to capture the attention of the algorithm of podcasts. So maybe your girl can grow. Maybe I can earn some new listeners. I need your help. Also, don't forget to check out the podcast Twitter and Instagram page at It's Pro Silly, ITSPROSILLY. And from now on, the Instagram page should have photos and our videos pertaining to the episodes that you're listening to. So enjoy that. Take a listen and look along onto the Instagram. Enjoy the pictures. I don't know. I don't know. So what do you say we go ahead and we get into these Thanksgiving stories? You guys ready? I can't believe I paused and waited for you to be like, "Yeah, we're ready. Do it. Do it. Do it, do it." I'm assuming no one's chanting with me. That's fine. Let's do this. So Thanksgiving is upon us. I hope that you all have a lovely holiday filled with food, booze, and memories. Or maybe I hope you had. It depends on when you listen to this. Most likely had. Yeah, because I recorded this before Thanksgiving. And if you're listening to this the day of posting, it's Friday. So, okay, moving on. Thanksgiving for my family used to be a really big deal when I was growing up. House was always full of people, whether it was our house or we went to someone else's. And, you know, there was always an abundance of food, and television always had football or the parade on in the background. You know, laughs, hugs, and Tupperware. Wonderful family memories wrapped around tons of food. That's what Thanksgiving is, you know. And I actually, when I was younger, I used to go to State College, Pennsylvania. That's where some people on my dad's side of the family live, like his brother and their kids and stuff. So we used to go over there. And as you know, it tends to snow in Pennsylvania, in case you guys are unaware of this. It snows a lot. And when we get there, it's usually like, I don't know, like 2-3 feet of snow. It's crazy. And then this is also the white side of the family, by the way. We used to play football in the front yard in all the snow. It was a very white Christmas. And I mean that figuratively and and literally. it was great, you know, but I kind of miss it. But I was never that great at playing football in like 2 feet of snow. It just was very difficult to run through that. But it was just something that we did. It was like our Hallmark moment, you know. And if we did not go to State College and we had, you know, Thanksgiving dinner in Atlanta, then everybody just came to our house. We were just the house to come to. Everybody came to my parents' house. You know, my dad got the big ass TV. He always wants to show off some new toy. He, "Look at this satellite radio. We can listen to music in Argentina." And we're like, okay. God bless him. Well, this episode isn't about good memories or happy moments. Yeah, no, we're going to squash that. I found some cringe-worthy Thanksgiving stories. Yay. So welcome to the podcast that destroys memories but brings out the laughter. That's what it's all about. Okay, so why don't we go ahead and jump into the first story, shall we? I'm pretty sure you guys heard at the very end of that a lot of rustling sound. My cat, Samantha, I'm calling her Samantha because she's in trouble. She's normally just Sammy. She decided to find the IKEA bag that I had my laundry in because I'm currently doing laundry as I record right now. And so I carried my laundry to the laundry room in the IKEA bag because that's what everybody does, duh. And she found it and decided, this is the perfect time to rummage around in this while she's recording. That's what I'm going to do. So thanks, Samantha, you bitch. Anyways, I love her. All right, so the first story, pot pie and whiskey. This is lovely. And it reads, when I was 22, my dad got super drunk at Thanksgiving and announced to everyone that he and my mom were getting a divorce. This was news to my mom, as was the fact that my dad was having an affair with my mom's cousin, no less. It got very Jerry Springer very quickly. Plates were thrown down. People were crying. All the little kids were hiding in the closet. The next year, I stayed home for Thanksgiving and had a pot pie and whiskey for dinner. What a wonderful Thanksgiving holiday she's describing. First of all, I think it's completely fucked up that her dad decided to announce this at Thanksgiving in front of everyone. I'm assuming alcohol helped him choose that amazing specific time. and the fact that her mom had no idea that any of this was going to happen. Holy shit. Second of all, it was with her mom's cousin. That's so fucked up. I'm sorry, but this person's dad is a complete dick. Just complete dick. Nothing says happy Thanksgiving like a selfish drunk prick making an announcement. I gotta tell you. Also, I feel Jerry Springer has calmed down over the years. Like, I remember they used to fight hard. Like, there's blood and hair, scalps just being flown around. Now security just shuts things down fast as fuck. Like, it's annoying to say. Like, you're lucky if you get to see a wig snatched off these days. I miss vintage classic Jerry Springer with the blood and the gore and the occasional farm animal. Good times have changed, man. Times really have changed. This is some bullshit. All right, so while we go ahead and get to this next one, this next story is very interesting. It's actually called Her Mom Caught Us Having Sex. You can only imagine where this goes. Let's get into it, shall we? I'm assuming this is a dude. I'm going to try to be, here's my dude voice. This was my first serious girlfriend. And by serious, I mean the first girlfriend I had sex with and vice versa. So needless to say, we were going at it any chance that we got, right? So before Thanksgiving dinner, we snuck off to go do it, you know, sexually. Because I added that part. He didn't actually put, you know, sexually, but I just thought, just in case you know what do it means, I thought I should. Okay. Before Thanksgiving dinner, we snuck off to go do it because we hadn't done it that day. Now, I'm not sure to this day, but I'm pretty positive I locked the door. I swear to you. But her mom came up and he came up to get us and caught us red-handed. My girlfriend got grounded after the fact, but her mom just told us to get dressed and come downstairs and didn't make a scene in front of the relatives, at least. Dustin, 28. That was his name. I feel like I did a really good guy voice. I have no idea why I chose the stereotypical white surfer voice. It just kind of came out and went with it. I think I chose white because there's no way in fuck this was a black family. And I'll explain that in a minute. But I'm definitely assuming they were younger because he said it was his first serious girlfriend. And when you're younger, sometimes it's hard not to wait. You know, you want to get it in at all times. But I have to say, I definitely would not have done it at my girlfriend's parents' house with them home. That takes a lot of balls, bro. A lot of balls. And it's just not the best idea. I'm just saying. And the fact that she was only grounded, like that's it. And they still served the boyfriend food. This is where I go, and I'm saying this is how I know this wasn't a black family, okay? Boyfriend would have gone home hungry, cold, embarrassed, and bruised, okay? There's no way in hell that this motherfucker would have been fed. This is just not happening. Not in my family. All her mom said was, all right, you guys get dressed and you come downstairs. What the fuck? What the Karen is that? No way in hell. That is the luckiest dude on the face of the planet. Every male in my family that was there would have each got one stab in, at least one stab. We have a lot of knives in our home, a lot of chefs in the house. There are always knives. You're going to get stabbed. There's just no way that that was a black family. I refuse to believe it. There's just no fucking way. This has got white written all over, because y'all got this shit like timeouts and things like that. You're grounded after fucking in our house full of people. Like, you're grounded. No one busts a nut on Thanksgiving. Just me and your father. You're grounded. No way in hell. Thanksgiving would have been canceled that year. Because we all would have been arrested. All of us. Because I know damn well if there was any, because I do have like younger cousins and nieces and things like that. And if I found out that they were getting it on upstairs, you know what I'm saying? And her boyfriend is whatever. I'm going to beat his ass. It's as simple as that, bro. I'm beating his ass and I'm going to jail. So anywho, let's go on to the next story, shall we? Oh my God. I honestly don't have any words. That's why, I mean, besides the words I just said before. But oh man. So this next one is going to be interesting. If you get a new car, especially if it's the new BRZ, you might not want to do what this guy did. and it reads, so I joined the club a few weeks ago with my 2017 BRZ, which I absolutely love. Last night, the wife and I decided to do some last minute shopping for Thanksgiving. Stupidly, I decided to take my car. One item we brought was one of those pre-brined turkeys from Trader Joe's. Basically, it's a big raw turkey floating in a bag with about half a gallon of briny, salty turkey juice. So when we get home, I go get the grocery bags and I notice with some shock that there is fluid all over the trunk. At first, I thought it was a bottle of carbonated water which had spilled. No big deal, right? Then with horror, I'm just loving the way this guy is writing. Then with horror and a rising sense of panic, I realized that the turkey bag had ruptured and the trunk of the car was covered in about a half gallon of smelly, stinking, motherfucking raw turkey juice. That's what it says. Smelly, stinky, motherfucking. Like, he put the ing, not motherfucking. Motherfucking raw turkey juice. So in a panic, I grabbed the shop vac and vacuumed up as much fluid as I could, which must be like a dry, wet vacuum. Like if you have a flood, you would use those to suck up all that water and juice or whatever's wet. So he tried to vacuum as much of the fluid as he could. And then I used several rolls of paper towel, soaking it up. And then I wiped all the surfaces for about 20 minutes with damp towels, dried everything, and repeated the process a few times. Unfortunately, by then, all the stores had closed for Thanksgiving, and I had to make do with what I had on hand. I spread baking soda and vacuumed that up a few times as well. This morning, I went down to the garage for the moment of truth, and I can happily report that there is no noticeable odor and any other evidence of what happened. And so that's the story of the last time I ever used my car to transport anything other than myself and occasionally a worthy passenger. Wow. Actually, I had to Google what the fuck a BRZ was. Because I honestly don't know a lot about cars, but it's a really sporty, sexy Subaru. It's a sports car. And I can already tell you, his first mistake was taking his car to pick up any type of food. Okay. Don't do that. Especially if it involves a lot of loose juices. Okay. I remember when I was a kid, we used to get our turkey prepared by a family friend who owned a restaurant. And every year we would go pick up the turkey. And my mom would always make my dad take his car, you know. And I mean, I don't think she was doing it on purpose. I think just take your car. It's just a car, you know. Anyways, a couple of times we did manage to get some of that turkey juice in and on the car. So, yeah, I can imagine that because our turkey was already cooked, basted, all that stuff. So this was warm turkey juice that we had. Yeah. Cooked turkey juice. At least it wasn't raw. So we had that going on. And I gotta say, I didn't know that Trader Joe's did that with turkeys. You know, you learn something new every day. You do. But raw turkey juice can't smell great. He's lucky that the smell wasn't horrible and he was able to get rid of that. Man, the dude was lucky as fuck. I remember one time my mom and I went to the store for groceries and we got lots of fruit that day. Or maybe we went to the farmer's market. I don't remember the details because I was in like middle school. But I do remember the point, the moment when we realized we left a small melon in the car under the seat and it smelled horrible and we couldn't figure out what the smell was. It was there for like a month because it got lodged behind the seat. And then like, I think like it was the back seat. And there was like, it was stuck behind like the part of the seat where it attaches to the floor. So we couldn't see it, you know? So, yeah, it nothing smells better than rotten fruit left in a hot ass car in the summertime in Georgia. Yeah. We had to get that professionally cleaned. Yeah, we did.
I'm your host, Taylor Renee.
And I'm Isaiah.
We're back. We're still fat and we still have fucking opinions.
And I also struggle with skinny jeans specifically because a lot of times men's skinny jeans, the calf to ankle ratio on skinny jeans is really important.
If you have to constantly tell someone that you're not a liar, chances are you lie a lot. So I could see how you would get to, if you have to constantly say you love your body, chances are you don't love it. But you also have to think about how large bodies are seen in society,
right?
And how we would need to kind of overcompensate with us telling you that we do love our bodies, because it's hard to believe at first.
It's not my goal to inconvenience you by being fat. Like, I want to make that clear.
It's like when you have leftovers in the fridge and you come home from work ready to eat your leftovers just to find out that bitch ass nigga sleeping in your bed ate your leftovers.
I want to say shake and go wigs. You know, when it says it on the package that you take it out and you shake it and then you go, doesn't necessarily mean that you should do that. It means that you know, should put some time and energy into crafting this wig so that it feels good and it looks good on your head.
Welcome to Fat People with Opinions, bitch.
You shouldn't ever call me a fat ass Kelly Price.
So this next story is really interesting, guys. It's is labeled a mother-in-law and her microwave. You can only imagine that this probably did not go well at all, honestly. so it reads here, my in-laws are terrible cooks and my mother-in-law is easily stressed. So to avoid the stress, she cooked everything 2 weeks ago. That is the best way to have your Thanksgiving meal prepared 2 weeks prior. Yum. Yum. So anyways, she froze all the food and then reheated the microwave just before eating it. She reheated everything in the microwave just before eating it, which is gross. I mean, we're talking about leathery ham pieces soaking in pools of fat, bland turkey with messed up texture from being frozen, mashed potatoes with chunky globs of cream cheese, and a cream of mushroom straight from the can, spooned on top of the green beans with onions. No mixing, no heating in the oven, just raw cream, just raw cream of mushroom straight from the can. That is disgusting. I feel horrible for these people. So, and then she says that other meals have consisted of expired ingredients and on the edge, rotten produce. So we took a walk and went to the gas station to eat a hot dog. Understandable. Because that's disgusting. Oh my God. No, that is not okay. She honestly should have just ordered out. I understand the holiday is stressful and there's a lot of food to cook, but 2 week old frozen food on Thanksgiving? No, that should just be a fucking sin. That's a sin right there. Bland, leathery, and chunky globs are not words I would ever want to be used to describe any meal that I've prepared. Let alone a Thanksgiving one. I also do not want that to be the descriptions of me. Also, leathery and chunky globs. I don't want, but you know, when I'm naked, that's pretty much what's happening. Anyways, this evil bitch gave them cream of mushroom from the can and just spooned it on top of the green beans and didn't even cook it. What the entire fuck? Okay. That's horrible. this woman should be ashamed of herself. I do not understand. I do not understand. I bet that, you know, I bet after all that, the gas station hot dog was like a five-star meal. There's almost a guarantee, you know, that is fucking disgusting. You know, I, to be honest with you, I would have almost rather had the potato salad with the raisins in it rather than what they just described there. And I don't even like potato salad like that or raisins. And they definitely don't go together. That's just how I feel about it. And I would not apologize to anyone. You hear that, Karen? Get your shit together. I just don't understand people who just, if you know you can't cook, don't do it or learn how. Good God. All right, let's move on to the next message. This one's called Clean Hands, Dirty Mouth. Really excited about this. It actually reads, 1 year, as my family was sitting down to Thanksgiving dinner, my Uncle Bud, who was a clone of the Pope, said to his three-year-old grandson, did you wash your hands? This was just about the same time grace was being said. The little one just looks at him and says, fuck you. That was greeted by dead silence. To this day, we still chuckle about that moment. Talk about awkward. That's hilarious. This is probably the shortest story that we have in today's episode, but it was so random, I had to share it. This kid is awesome. The fuck are you gonna ask me if I wash my hands right as we're about to eat? Why didn't you ask me that fucking sooner? Good for you, kid. Uncle Bud tried the fuck out of you in front of the whole goddamn family. Fuck him. Did you wash your hands? No, bitch. I'm three. My mom washed it for me. Asshole. Anyways, let's move on to the next story. Oh, man. I don't know if any of you have any stories about your pets destroying Thanksgiving or any other holiday. But this dog right here, the family dog, definitely did destroy Thanksgiving dinner. And and it reads, my grandmother ran out of counter space. Shit was sort of burning like crazy on top of the stove. So she took the turkey on the tray, turned around, and put it on the ground for like 3 seconds. She intended it to be there for fucking 3 seconds. Her dog, Roscoe, had been following her all day. Earlier, she tossed him a turkey giblet. Is it giblet or giblet? I think it's giblet. Turkey giblet. and I guess that it didn't sit well with him. He shit all over my grandma's leg, floor, and freshly cooked turkey in one explosive 2-second blast of fiery diarrhea. Happy holidays, everyone. I hope no one's eating. I can't. That's so fucking gross. I don't care. I don't care if you're putting the turkey on the floor for 3 fucking seconds. You don't put any type of cooked food on the floor ever, especially if there is an animal nearby. Dogs like food, okay? They will eat that. It just does not seem like the best idea. You know, the dog just destroyed Thanksgiving, just ruined it. I do wonder if anyone in the family actually helped grandma clean all that shit up. Pun intended. Also, did they have to describe the diarrhea as fiery? Oh, poor puppy. Poor puppy. poor fucking puppy. Aww. Oh my God. I can't. So let's go on to the last and final cringy Thanksgiving story where shit just didn't go right. It's a dishwasher disaster story. Clearly, if you cannot relate to this story, you're an adult who knows how to use dishwashers, and I'm proud of you. And it reads, maybe I should, I feel like in this story, I need to get like my stereotypical white girl Amber voice. Like my name is already Amber, so I feel like, okay. Oh my God, yeah, like, okay. Okay, this will do. I burned water and flooded the house with bubbles. It was like the first Thanksgiving I had ever cooked. And what made it worse was that my future in-laws were coming over. And so they were both extremely high-powered business people. So I really wanted to impress them. So I tried to cook and prepare everything in one day, which apparently was a mistake. And their plane landed and my future spouse went to pick them up while I watched the food cook, right? So I decided that all the dirty cooking dishes needed to be washed before they arrived and began loading the dishwasher, right? Unfortunately, I had no dish tabs and decided to use dish soap. Yeah, looking back, I believe a dime-sized amount would have been sufficient, but I was panicking, so I just squeezed the bottle. 10 or 15 minutes later, I started noticing a film of bubbles pouring out of the bottom of the dishwasher. The jets hadn't quite stopped completely when I opened the door and sprayed some of the bubbles onto the ceiling. Somewhere in the process of cleaning up the bubbles and running up and down the stairs to fetch absorbent materials, I remembered the pot I left on the stove. Yeah, a horrible black smoky stench. It greeted me around the same time, and then the fire alarm above the stove was chirping. Yeah, a lot was going on. So then the water had boiled away and the pot was really dry as a bone and super hot. And the material it was made out of started to crack and left a horrible smell. It was wafting through the kitchen. That's probably not at all how she sounded, but that's how I read it. I don't know why. So this just sounds like a scene from a movie. It does. It just sounds like, didn't this happen in Meet the Fockers? I'm almost positive it did. First timer Thanksgiving hosts have so much to fucking deal with, especially if they're hosting, for their future in-laws. You know, they're coming over. That's gonna add some more stress to you. You know, I've never had in-laws before because my love life is garbage. But I can imagine wanting to impress them badly on a holiday like that. I definitely don't think I would have tried to cook everything in one day, you know, and as an adult human, I know not to put dish soap in the dishwasher. You know, you need to use dishwashing detergent, people. That's just what it is. The fact that, you know, that she managed to get bubbles on the ceiling is amazing. She said she just squeezed the fuck out that bottle. So I don't know. And while you're giving your entire kitchen a bath, you manage to burn water, destroy a pot, and invite a wonderfully horrible smell into the house for Thanksgiving. How is this not a scene from a movie? We need to just go ahead and invite the dog with diarrhea to the house just to tie up the whole horrible evening. A lot occurred in this story. God damn it. There's no way her name isn't Brittany. I don't know. Stereotypically speaking, shut up. Oh my god. Alright, look, if there's anything that you can take from this podcast episode, it's holidays are stressful as fuck. Okay? I say take it easy. You know, ask for help. And there's no shame in catering. You know, you can cater your Thanksgiving dinner if you have to. You deserve a good time too. Also, if you can't cook, please don't offer to host Thanksgiving. Please don't do that unless you're gonna cater. Don't be that guy. Don't be a dick. Don't be a Thanksgiving dick. Don't do that. that can of cream and mushroom story just upset me so much. She didn't even warm it up. Scooped it right from the can. I feel like you need to cook your food before you serve it, people. Professionally silly rules. Professionally silly life rules. You guys really need to pay attention to what's happening in your kitchen. I hope that you guys enjoyed this holiday episode. I know I did. I also miss the shit out of my family right now. I haven't had a Thanksgiving, a family Thanksgiving in years. You know, when I moved to Los Angeles, I didn't and don't have any family out here. So when the holidays arrive, if no one feels bad enough for me to invite me to dinner, then I will spend the holidays alone in my apartment with my cat. So after a while, the holidays just stop mattering to me because it's not really a celebration when you're by yourself, you know, for me anyway. So until the day, of course, that's then Christmas Day, Thanksgiving Day, it's harder to ignore because you can hear everybody around you celebrating it. You know what I'm saying? So nothing's more lonely than spending the holidays alone. But I'm hoping that this is the last year that I'll have to do that. That's my plan because I have plans to move back to Atlanta where my family is, fingers crossed. And the plan is to do this before Christmas of this year. So I really hope that works out. My mom is over the moon about it. She is just excited as shit. Just super fucking excited. And I am too, but I'm also really nervous because I'm starting over. I'm starting a new but old chapter. I have to move back home again, you know, to get my bearings. During the COVID, finding a job isn't going to be the easiest. So I'm going to be doing content creation full time, hoping that I'm able to make some money doing this, you know? So that's the plan. That's the plan. So fingers crossed on all that stuff. Keep me in your prayers because I need some good vibes. I've been unhappy and lonely for years. And this is going to be the first Christmas that I'll get to spend with my family in over 5 years. So I'm really excited about that. So anyways, be sure to email me at itsprofessionallysilly@gmail.com. If you have any stories that you want to share with me and the Pro Silly listeners, make sure you send them. Maybe you have your own shitty Thanksgiving story or a paranormal story. Or maybe you witnessed a true crime or a home alone. I have so many fucking topics. Just go to my podcast and scroll through the titles. Pick one. Send it in. I got a lot of variety here. So let me know also in the email if you want to be anonymous. Also, you can leave me a message on the Anchor app or my Google Voice number. Leave me a message or text me. 805-664-1828. You know, I'm saying shout a bitch out. What's up? Say hello. And I'll put you on the podcast unless you say otherwise. I'm going to go ahead and shout out Mashable.com, CafeMom.com, Cosmopolitan.com, and of course, FoxNews.com, surprisingly. They had some really good Thanksgiving stories on there. Your vast information was not only taken in, but it was appreciated. Shout out to you, all of my Pro Silly listeners, because you keep coming back every week. So I guess you fucks with me a little bit. Thank you. So make sure you guys are joining me every Friday as we get professionally silly. You know how we do. Don't forget to support your girl by leaving reviews on whichever podcast platform that you're using. Pretty much, this is the only way for podcasts to grow. So hook up your favorite podcasts and podcasters with reviews to show support with their hard work. Okay, guys, it is time for PSC, baby. It's a podcast shout out corner. This week, we're going to go ahead and shout out Small Town Dicks. Yeah. Yep. You heard correctly. That is the name of their podcast. Small Town Dicks. It is a true crime podcast, and it's got one of the hosts of the show is actually a well-known person. You may not know her name like when I say it, but I guarantee when I tell you where she's from and you hear her speak on the podcast, you'll be like, oh, that does sound like her. So anyways, Small Town Dicks is a true crime podcast. And it's actually one of my fucking favorites. It's a podcast about big crime that's happening in small town USA. Now, each episode features the detectives who broke the case in their small town and includes assets like jailhouse phone calls, suspect interviews, and even 911 calls. So the show is awesome and it's anchored by veteran identical twin detectives, Dan and Dave. Hosted by actress Yardley Smith. Now, you Google Yardley Smith. Yardley Smith is the woman who plays the voice of Lisa Simpson on The Simpsons. So when you hear her speak, it's really fucking hard not to... It's just really hard not to hear Lisa. It's like, damn, Lisa Simpson knows a lot about crime. It's really crazy. So make sure you go ahead and check out Small Town Dicks podcast and take a listen and let them know that the Professionally Silly podcast sent you. Ooh.
I'm Yardley.
And I'm Zibby. And we're fascinated by true crime.
So we invited our friends, Detectives Dan and Dave,
to sit down with us and share their most interesting cases.
I'm Dan.
And I'm Dave.
We're identical twins, and we're detectives in small town USA. Dave investigates sex crimes and child abuse. Dan investigates violent crimes. And together, we've worked on hundreds of cases, including assaults, robberies, murders, burglaries, sex abuse, and child abuse. Names, locations, and certain details of these cases have been altered to protect the privacy of the victims and their families.
Small Town Dicks. Check him out. Like I said, it's really hard not to hear Yardley's voice and not see Lisa Simpson, a little yellow 9-year-old cartoon character telling you about true crime. That's pretty much what I picture every time I hear her speak on the podcast. Anyways, guys, make sure you guys check out the show notes for some bonus information. Like my social media. I've got TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, 2 YouTube channels, and of course this podcast. So check a bitch out. All that is down there below in the show notes. Also, guys, I just downloaded a new app called Stereo. It's so much fun. It's an app that allows you to have conversations with random people all around the world. It kind of works like a random video chat, except it's audible. It's like having a live radio show. 2 people host it, and they're usually not in the same room. And then, like when you're watching a live stream and you're typing in questions and comments, you're able to verbally share those questions and or comments on the radio show. So it's a lot of fun. Make sure you guys download the app Stereo and follow me there at True Smiles Jones. I'll make sure I have that down in the show notes so you can go ahead and click from there. And no, this is not a paid sponsorship. I just like their app and it's new and it's fun and it's a good way to do a live podcast. So I would love eventually to be able to do one of those with you guys and you can join in on the fun. That'd be great. And then if I can figure out how to do it, I can probably download the audio from that live podcast that we do on Stereo and most likely upload it here, you know, onto Anchor. So, or to whatever platform you're listening to this on. So that'd be a lot of fun. Yeah. Also, don't forget that the podcast is, we do have a Twitter and Instagram page at It's Pro Silly. Tweet me and share your opinions of my older and or newer episodes. Once again, guys, I'm your audible boo-fang, Amber Smiles Jones, and thank you so much for listening to the Professionally Silly Station here on Anchor FM, where I take my silliness seriously. Until next time, my loves, watch where you step, because there are pieces of shit everywhere.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.